It's the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, joined by John Morrison. John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. Every month, he joins me for the Culture Corner. John, what's up? How are you?
I'm good, Raina. How you been?
I'm doing well. What have you brought for us today?
Okay, so this month actually marks the 25th anniversary of one of the most significant R&B albums of its time. Today, I wanted to talk about Jill Scott's debut from the year 2000. It's called Who is Jill Scott? Words and Sounds, Volume 1.
Many of our listeners are probably familiar with Jill Scott, but could you tell us a bit about her background leading up to the release of this album?
Yeah, so Jill Scott is from North Philly. She grew up not far from where my mom and dad actually grew up, around 23rd and Lehigh, not super far from my family. But, you know, as a young performer, Jill really dove into the craft of songwriting. She's talked about this journey in the past of becoming, you know, the artist that she would become. She wrote songs. She did open mics all over Philadelphia. She did theater. She even was part of the touring cast of Rent for a while. So she's doing all of this different stuff. But her big break really came when she co-wrote The Roots' 1998 hit single, You Got Me, a song that went on to win a Grammy for Best Rap Performance. And it really, in a lot of ways, set the stage for Jill's solo career.
Okay, let's hear a live version of You Got Me that features Jill Scott.
If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, oh, what club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry.
Check it out. Baby, don't worry, you know, right? Somebody told me that this planet was small. We used to live in the same building on the same floor. Never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And beat this Ethiopian queen from Philly, taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash, focus record.
So that was The Roots' You Got Me, a live version of that song featuring Jill Scott. And I'm talking to John Morrison on the Culture Corner today here on World Cafe about Jill Scott's debut album, which turns 25 years old this month, called Who is Jill Scott? Words and Sounds, Volume 1. John, Jill Scott was refining her songwriting skills in those early days. What was it about her songwriting that made this album stand out?
I think that the heart of this album is in these songs and how vivid and intimate these songs are. You know, the week that this album came out, the Philadelphia Inquirer did a feature on Jill, and the writer Tom Moon has a fantastic quote in this piece. He said that Jill Scott has an ability to call attention to the life right in front of us. Right.
Oh, wow.
And that sort of eye for detail is all over this record, whether, you know, she's talking about love, she's talking about sex, she's talking about joy and pain, all these different aspects of the human experience. But she dials into the minutia of it, and it's not boring. You know what I mean? It's like an exciting minutia that she digs into. And it's fantastic when you think about it. You know, she was so young when she made this record, but there's so much detail in the songs and throughout the lyrics.
Yeah. We're going to hear the song The Way next. Why did you want to play this one?
The Way is a classic. It's a beautiful love song. And in a lot of ways, it's really like a full panoramic vision of what it feels like to be in love, right? Jill walks us through all these details. She talks about like the meal that she made for breakfast, talking on the phone with her homegirl. She's talking about sex, physical intimacy. It's all in there, but the underlying energy of this song is this idea that love animates all of these everyday aspects of life. When you're in love, you know, the sun shines brighter, the air feels fresher, as they say. That's what the way really is at its core.
Here's Jill Scott, The Way on World Cafe.
Woke up this morning with a smile on my face. Jumped out of bed, took a shower, dressed, cleaned up my place. Made me some breakfast, toast, two scrambled eggs, grits. Grab my keys, grab my purse, grab my jacket off to work. Beaming all the way down.
On World Cafe, I'm Raina Duris, talking to John Morrison today on the Culture Corner. And we're talking about Jill Scott, her debut album released in 2000. It's 25 years old this month. And that album's called Who is Jill Scott? Words and Sounds, Volume 1. That album is where the song you just heard is from. It's called The Way. Now, today, 25 years later, Jill Scott is recognized as a major figure in R&B. But how was she received when this album came out?
You know, I've vivid memory of this record when it came out and how it was received. And I think that everybody understood that with Jill Scott, we were seeing a new significant voice in R&B and Black music. You know, we talked a little bit about the attention, the detail all over these songs. There was this mixture of poetry and a poetic quality to the songwriting, but then outright spoken word poetry and music. She's experimenting a lot throughout the record. And, you know, when it came out, it was a smash. And you know, people full on accepted it. The critics understood it to a degree. The people understood it. And I think that people understood that we were experiencing something new in R&B.
It must have been cool to be from Philly watching this album blow up.
Yeah, this was a fantastic era, like that late 90s, early 2000s when neo soul was happening, like the Black Lily open mic in Philly where Jill Scott, you know, performed and a host of other people, Jasmine Sullivan, Kendra the Family Soul, you know, all of these different people got their start at that open mic. Mm-hmm. It was dope. It was a dope, very special time. You don't really recognize what they say. You don't know when you're in the golden times. You don't know that you're in the golden times when you're in the golden times. But it was dope, and it was fun to see all of this stuff and witness some of these people perform as they were, you know, on the come up, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us about the song A Long Walk.
A Long Walk might be my favorite song from this album. You know, it's breezy, it's laid back. It's a song about, you know, taking a walk with a partner. But to me, the song has a deeper meaning that Jill kind of layers into it. She says, you know, we can take a walk together, we can listen to music, or maybe we can just be silent. It was a famous line that she says in the song. And much like The Way, A Long Walk is a song that reminds us that everything is better when you're in love, when you have somebody, you have that feeling. It animates these everyday aspects of life.
Jill Scott, A Long Walk on World Cafe.
Relaxation.
You just heard Jill Scott with A Long Walk. I'm Raina Duras on World Cafe, speaking with John Morrison for the Culture Corner. That song is from Jill Scott's debut album. Now, 25 years after its release, John, why is this album, Who is Jill Scott, Words and Sounds, Volume 1, why is it so important?
You know, I think that this record is a snapshot of an important period of Black music. Like I said earlier, neo-soul was in full swing, and Jill was really one of the towering figures of that scene, one of the most significant voices of that scene. And neo-soul and all of this R&B that was happening, you know, around the late 90s, early 2000s, it was significant because it was recalling the music of the past. It not only spoke to what people were going through in the moment, it reminded us of Stevie Wonder. It reminded us of Philadelphia International. It was pulling from Minnie Riperton, all of this stuff from the past. So it's, you know, a significant record for understanding where we were at the time, but also connecting us to where we had been in the past. And it's a fantastic record. You know what I mean? It's like it's full of good songs. The production is beautiful. There's a reason why. The many reasons why this record is still beloved today.
Well, I'm looking forward to putting it on and walking around Philly and feeling the love. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. He joins me every month for the Culture Corner. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.